On the 8th floor of the Benali Hotel in Nairobi, journalists gather to honor six of their colleagues killed in Mogadishu in just 8 days in late September. Muhammad Osman, chairman of the Somali Exiled Journalists Association, organized the event.
No one knows, you know, why we are killed and who's killing the journalists, you know.
Journalists are under constant threat from al-Shabaab militants, rival political factions, and general insecurity in a country that has been a lawless conflict zone for 20 years. Muhammad fled Mogadishu in 2007 after two of his colleagues at Horn Afrique Media were murdered on the same day. Now in Nairobi, he says the recent violence reminds him of why he cannot return to Somalia.
Within 2 weeks, you know, that more than five journalists were killed. How could you dare, you know, to go back to a town where the journalist is a target? By no means. I don't think so.
Despite the risks, journalism is still a popular profession amongst young Somalis. 2 years ago, Muhammad opened Al Imra Institute of Languages and Journalism to train young Somali refugees. 22-year-old Abdiladif is one of Muhammad's 30 students. Born in Mogadishu, Abdiladif arrived in Nairobi 1 year ago as a refugee. Every day, he now attends Kiswahili, English, and journalism classes.
Journalism is my passion, and I have always dreamt about it, so I will not stop. I believe that whether I am in Somalia or in a safer place, still death will meet me, so I will still move on. It is unfortunate that heinous acts of violence are leveled against journalists. But still, I want to continue with my studies. The future holds a lot for me.
Abdiladif's brother, working in the U.S., pays his school fees. The journalism course costs him 1,000 Kenyan shillings every month, or approximately 12 U.S. dollars. Many in the class are women, like Fatuma Jama, aged 27, who used to work as a radio journalist in Somalia before fleeing to Nairobi.
If you go back to Somalia, it is not safe for ordinary people, but it's even worse for journalists. Problems will arise, but you need to be bold. Somebody has to work there. You need courage and bravery. And for me, I want to be the person who goes back.
Most of the Somali journalists murdered this year have been in their 20s and 30s, as younger reporters tend to take the bigger risks. After completing the year-long course, both Fatuma and Abdiladif are willing to return to Somalia to work as journalists. They understand the risk, but believe good journalism can bring peace to their war-torn home. Rupa Goganeni for VOA News, Nairobi.